Here's your daily news roundup from 97.9 WGBW.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Based in Green Bay, the largest bank headquartered in Wisconsin just got even bigger. Associated Bank Corp announced yesterday they're acquiring American National Corporation in a $604 million merger. American National operates 33 branches across Nebraska, Minnesota, and Iowa. The partnership means Associated will become the second largest bank in the Omaha metropolitan area and puts them at number 10 in the Twin Cities. The deal is expected to close in the second quarter of 2026. Yesterday was the start of the 2026 campaign season. Candidates who want to run in the April election can now circulate nomination papers and collect signatures. They have just over a month to do that and file any additional campaign paperwork. The deadline is January 6th. Gas prices have dropped in every state in the nation over the past week, leading to a national average of $2.95. According to Gas Buddy officials, the national average has dropped to the lowest level we've seen over the past 4 years. This week, a gallon of gas is averaging $2.65 in Appleton, $2.68 in Green Bay, and about $2.66 in Oshkosh. If you've ever dreamed of living in that beautiful, ornate old home on Madison Street in downtown Green Bay, now's your chance. The 125-year-old dragon-spouted Joanie's home is on the market for the first time in more than a decade. The house, located at 902 South Madison Street, was designed and built for Mitchell and Fanny Joannies, who moved in during the fall of 1900. The historical home from the Gilded Mansion age features one of the area's first ballrooms, 8 bedrooms and 5 bathrooms, just off the shores of the Fox River. It can all be yours for just under $1 million. A Brown County judge rejected a motion yesterday to reduce bail for a 22-year-old man facing charges related to the death of a 2-year-old boy. James Vanderleest is being held on a $2 million cash bond. He's charged with reckless homicide and other counts for the death of his ex-girlfriend's 2-year-old son, Leo Escalante, last summer. According to the criminal complaint, Vanderleest first told police his father was caring for Escalante when the child reportedly fell down the stairs. 2-year-old Leo and his mother lived with Vanderleest's father, David, despite there being a no-contact order between his son James and the boy's mother. Authorities say Vanderleest fled to a cabin up north after the boy died. That's where a SWAT team helped take both he and his father into custody after a standoff. David Vanderleest faces counts of aiding a felon and obstruction. Both parties are waiting for the medical examiner's report before doing additional scheduling. You may have gained more than just a few pounds over the Thanksgiving weekend. Now's the time many people realize they picked up a bug over their holiday gathering. Staff from the Wisconsin Department of Health Services say flu activity right now is fairly low, but increasing. They're actually seeing the most positive tests in our area for the flu and COVID. As we head into the heart of the holidays, where people will be gathering and hugging and sharing food, health experts are urging people to stay up to date on vaccinations. They're also reiterating what we should all know by now: wash your hands a lot. And of course, if you're sick, stay home. They say after last week, those virus numbers could begin to spike quickly. With news at the top and bottom of the hour, all day, and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Wizards stun the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks losing to the worst team in basketball last night, 129-126 in Washington. This despite the fact that Giannis and Kevin Porter Jr. both played in the game, although Scoot, as they call him, had to exit with a back spasm after leading the team with 30 points.
Tying up on an offensive rebound, about 5 minutes left, and I tried to play through it a little bit, but then I tried again on an offensive rebound and just caught it.
Head coach Doc Rivers:
I didn't think we played right most of the night, personally. They had 18 more shots than us.
The Bucks have now lost 8 of their last 9. College hoops tonight: Marquette hosts Valparaiso. The Golden Eagles have lost 3 of their last 4. They're at 500 right now with 4 wins and 4 losses. NFL: the Packers getting ready to host the first place Chicago Bears on Sunday. The team confirming the defensive tackle Devontae Wyatt suffered a fractured ankle against Detroit, ending his season. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly cloudy today with a high in the low to mid-20s here this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy with a little light snow, especially after midnight, our low dropping into the mid to upper teens. Tomorrow, a little more light snow in the morning than cloudy with a high in the upper 20s to near 30. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Green Bay News Roundup from 97.9 WGBW. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. And find more news anytime at WGBW.FM.